today we'd like to see the title of imputed in the book of Romans chapter 4 verses 13 through 25. So before message, I'd like to give four questions. Number one, where did Abraham's righteousness come from? By faith or by law? Number one, where did Abraham's righteousness come from? By faith or by law? Number two, are you sure of salvation? Why? Are you sure of salvation? Your salvation. Why? Number three, what was imputed to us? What was imputed to us? The last question, what do you learn from Abraham when you face difficulty? What do you learn from Abraham when you face difficulty? First of all, I'd like to explain about imputed. What does it mean? For example, I want to give you a hospital, a nurse give a mistake against the patient. So nurse mistake or wrongdoing is imputed to the hospital. So hospital is liable for nurse wrongdoing. That's called nurse wrongdoing is imputed or transferred to the hospital as an employer. Also, nurse is doing good thing, so nurse good thing is transferred or imputed to the hospital. That's called imputed. Verse 13, for the promise that he would be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. Disciple Paul talks about why Abraham is deemed righteous because of his faith, not law. What do you mean law? Law is defined as an order or a commandment to regulate a human behavior. That's called law. So in the book of Genesis, God gave the promise, Genesis chapter 15, verses 4 through 6, and behold, the word of the Lord came to him who is Abraham, saying, this one who is Abraham's servant shall not be your heir, but one who will come, will in the future, will come from your own body, shall be your heir. Then he, God brought to him Abraham outside and said, look now toward heaven and count the stars, if you are able to number them. And God said to Abraham, so shall your descendants be. Your descendants shall be like the stars, unnumbered descendants, unnumbered children. And he believed in the Lord. Abraham believed in the Lord, and God accounted it to him, to Abraham, for righteousness. Because Abraham believed in what God said, that belief is accounted for Abraham for righteousness. So Abraham brought to his servants. So God, you know, asked Abraham, who is your heir? Abraham said, you know, here is my servant, he will be my heir. But God said, no. So your heir will come from your body. meaning with Sarah, Abram's wife. At that time, Abram's age, 100 years old. So 100 years old man, biologically, is sterilized, so or impotent. So he's not able to bear a son. Also, Sarah, 99 years old, she's not able to bear a child either. But God told him, you will have a child from your body. But although Abram did not have any child at all, but Abram believed in what God said, I will have a child in the future. Because of that faith in God's word, God is accounted that faith for him to be righteous. For if those who are of the law are heirs, faith is made void, and the promise made of no effect, because the law brings about wrath, for where there is no law, there is no transgression. Because of Abraham's faith over what God said, God deemed Abraham to be a righteous man. But if God, you know, deemed Abraham as righteous because Abraham obeyed an order to regulate Abraham's behavior. So in the context of the previous chapter, God gave a circumcision law to Abraham. So you will get circumcised, not only you, your sons or your servants' sons, all men shall be circumcised. That's the covenant between Israelites and God. Some kind of God gave a commandment to Abraham. But that circumcision order followed Abraham's faith. Abraham's faith in what God said, you have a descendant from your body later. But after Abraham's death, God gave the text of law to Moses in Exodus chapter 21. So here, the law brings about wrath. Because the law is not wrong, but law is good. Because God gave a commandment. So law is nothing wrong. The problem, human being cannot obey law entirely, fully. So always human beings as sinners, internal sinners, breached the law. That's why human beings' sinful nature cannot accomplish the law requirement. Therefore, when we breach the law, we can recognize for the guilt of the law. So we shall be punished or judged by God. So therefore, law brings about wrath or judgment or punishment. For where there is no law, there is no transgression. Give an example, if we have no traffic speed limit law, like a highway 65 miles or 75 miles speed limit law, so if we have no speed limit law, you can drive on highway 100 miles per hour. So no violation because of no law, so you could not violate any law. So here, therefore, verse 16, it is of faith that it might be according to grace, so that the promise might be sure to all the seed, not only to those who are of the law, which means Jewish people, but also to those who are of the faith of Abraham, who is the father over us all. Right here, verse 16, talking about God, you know, gave Abraham's faith, counted it to Abraham for righteousness. Also, Genesis chapter 12, verse 13, God said, through your seed, singular form, through Abraham's seed, singular form, all nations will be blessed. What does it mean? So, through Abraham, Jesus Christ was born through Abraham's seed. So, through the Lord Jesus Christ, all nations will be blessed. How? So, whoever believes in the Lord Jesus Christ, who was dead on the cross with bloodshed to cleanse away our sins, was buried and third day rose again, shall be saved from eternal death. That's a blessed. Genesis chapter 17, verses 2-4, also God said, Abraham, God told to Abraham, you will be the father of many nations. So through Jesus Christ, as Abraham's seed, singular form, so many nations or many people has the father, many people's the father become Abraham, because Abraham's the faith, not Abraham's bloodline, Abraham's faith in the Lord. So that's a grace. Therefore, it is of faith, it might be according to grace. What do you mean grace? Grace is defined freely, unmerited, given favor. So freely meaning no charging. So freely given, you should receive from somebody. Not giving, given, passive voice. Given, unmerited. It doesn't require your merit, your labor, your hard working, your good working, not at all. Just favor. So God gave freely unmerited favor, which is a salvation to you. How? When you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you will be saved, or you will be justified. You will be deemed innocent. Although you were sinners because of Adam's original sin. That's a grace, according to grace, so that the promise might be sure to all the seed, not only to those Jewish people, but also to Gentiles. So sure. Assurance coming from the Lord Jesus Christ, coming from God, not from you. That's why Jesus Christ was dead on the cross. Then Jesus said, it's accomplished, it's finished. So finished work, Jesus' redemption work on the cross, whoever believes in the Lord Jesus Christ, your salvation is sure, or assurance. As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations. God, you know, told it to Abraham, I will make you a father of many nations. How? Through the Lord Jesus Christ. Whoever believes in the Lord Jesus Christ, believers, father is Abraham. In the presence of him whom he believed, God who gives life to the dead and calls those things which do not exist as though they did. What does it mean? When God gives the word, you will have a descendant from your body. That time, Abraham had no child at all. But because his body was impotent, not able to produce a kid, So Sarah, you know, as well, you know, Sarah also was not able to bear, you know, a child, you know, at all. So that's, you know, dead worm. So God gives life to the dead. So God, you know, resurrects dead womb over Abraham and over Sarah. So give life to the dead and cause those things which do not exist. But Abraham believed it as if he has a child, although he does not have a child. But he believed it. Why? Because God said, you will have a child. So God is eternal. God is today. God is present. God was in the past. God will be in the future. God is eternal. Also, God is omniscient. God knows everything. So God knows Abraham will have a child in the future. Also, God is omnipotent. God can do whatever He wants, He please. That's why Abraham believed in God's word. Because of his faith is counted to Abraham for righteousness. So likewise, whoever believes in the Lord Jesus Christ, not because of your good behavior, your good word, you know, good thing, because of Jesus' righteousness is imputed to us upon our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Already I gave example, you know, nurse, you know, got good work, you know, is imputed to hospital likewise. So Jesus' righteousness is imputed to us because we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's called, you know, justification. So we are justified as innocent, although we were sinners because of the Lord Jesus Christ's bloodshed to cleanse our sins. Also, Jesus' resurrection, meaning beating up Satan's power. Also, our relationship with God the Father through Jesus Christ coming from our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. That moment the Holy Spirit will work through us. Who contrary to hope, in hope delivered so that he became the father of many nations. Abraham became the father of many nations. According to what was spoken, so shall your descendants be. So Genesis chapter 17, verse 17, Abraham 100 age, Sarah 99 age, but the reality, no hope, because Abraham is not able to produce any kids. Sarah neither was not able to bear care, but Abraham believed in what God said. That's why he has a hope to bear a child. So your descendants shall be like the stars of heaven. So because of Abraham's faith in God's words is accounted to Abraham for righteousness. Verse 19, and not being weak in faith, he did not consider his own body already dead, since he was about 100 years old, and the deadness of Sarah's womb. Also, verse 18 through 20, Abraham faces the difficulty of bearing or having a child. But Abraham believed in the Lord, believed in what God said. Whenever we face difficulty, such as illness, mental loss, economic, or whatever, we should focus on God, not on the problem, on God. So likewise, Abraham. Abraham focused on God. So Abraham believed in God. Second, Abraham never doubt about God's statement, not being weak in faith. No doubt, no question about in faith. He did not consider his own body already dead. He was about 100 years. But in fact, his body was dead to produce a kid. Or Sarah, in fact, she was dead to bear a child. But not shaking in the belief in face of God's word. Verse 20, he did not waver or doubt at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith. Rather than doubt, he didn't doubt rather than God strengthens in faith. How can we strengthen our faith? Psalm chapter 1, day and night, meditate the word of God. So at that moment, you can be strengthened in faith of God's word. Given glory to God. So everyone give glory to God because God's promise. God said, your descendants shall be like the stars of heaven. So although he didn't have any child yet, and being fully convinced, then fully convinced that what he had, God had promised, he was also able to perform. God is able to produce a child through Abraham and Sarah. And therefore, it was accounted to him for righteousness. His faith was accounted to Abraham for righteousness. So right here, the question four, when you face difficulty, like sickness, illness, financial difficulty, loss of family members, whatever, first, believe in the Lord, no matter situation. Number two, do not be weak in faith. Number three, strengthen in faith. The last one, be fully convinced that what God said. So this one's the four the things are shown to us through Abraham's faith. Verse 23, last 23. Now it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him, but also, not only, but also. So his faith was imputed to him for righteousness, but also for us. For us, meaning all Christians, all born-again Christians, it shall be imputed to us who believe in him, in God, who raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered up because of our offenses or of our sins, and was raised because of our justification. Here it is said, if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord Jesus Christ is Abraham's seed, singular form. So Abraham's faith comes through Jesus Christ. So you believe Jesus' death and the resurrection, so you likewise, Abraham's faith was imputed to Abraham for righteousness. So your faith is imputed to each of you for righteousness as well. That's called justification. That's called justification. So God said, Romans chapter 19, verses 9 and 10, if you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Also the 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21, for he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us. Jesus was no sin, sinless at all. But because of our sin, Jesus was dead on the cross with bloodshed to cleanse my sin and your sin. that we might become the righteousness of God in Him and the Lord Jesus Christ. So, we'd like to see each answer to each question. Number one, where did Abraham's righteousness come from? The answer is by faith. So, faith of what? Faith of what God said. Your descendants shall be like the stars of heaven. Because Abraham's faith of that word of God was accounted to Abraham for righteousness. Not, you know, the Abraham's obeying circumcision, something like that. No such thing. Number two, are you sure of your salvation? Why? So that's called assurance of salvation. So because of God is perfect, also the Son of God is perfect, is no sinless. Jesus Christ was dead to cleanse away our sins and was resurrected. That accomplished work, finished work, no error. So perfect work. Because of Jesus' perfect work, or God's perfect work, our salvation is sure. So that's why we are sure of our salvation based upon our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, the finished and perfect redemption work on the cross and resurrection. Number three, what was imputed to us? So through the Lord Jesus Christ, Jesus' righteousness was imputed to us because we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. First called justification. Justification meaning you are deemed innocent or you have no sin. That is justification upon your faith. Then upon your faith of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Spirit of Christ or the Holy Spirit dwell in you. The Holy Spirit works in you. That's called sanctification. So you are being sanctified in the image of the Lord Jesus Christ during your life and my life on the earth. So after the physical death or separation, your physical body and the soul and spirit, that moment you are glorified as the image of the Lord Jesus Christ. So that is the glory of God. You are an equal. That moment of glorification. Those kinds of words imputed to us. First, justification, sanctification, glorification is imputed to us. All of them based upon faith alone, nothing or no any requirement of faith alone. The last question, what do you learn from Abraham when you face difficulty? So Abraham had no child, but Abraham gave grace, gave glory to God. You know, how come? Because Abraham first, you know, believed in God's word. Second, Abraham no raise any question, no weak in face of God's word. The last one, Abraham, strengthened and fully convinced. So those things we can overcome any difficulty. Let's pray all together with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Yeah.